This week on This for the Birds, listen to Tupac, All Eyes on Me, Adam West dies, Alicia Schlesinger gets in some Twitter beef, Amazon buys Whole Foods, Mayweather vs. McGregor, Bill Cosby, and Eric unfriends me on Facebook. Enjoy! Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
I can't believe you played Tupac, All Eyes on Me. Like, if you're going to play a Tupac song, you should play, like a better Tupac song.
This is, like, his best song.
This is not his best song. This is not Tupac's best song.
It's Tupac's birthday, y'all.
Today is Tupac's birthday?
I think so.
Wow. Oh, is that it? Oh, I was wondering why.
Yeah. I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. Yeah. So many
player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the fun. Tupac was so good, dude.
Not a fan. I like rap from that period. A lot of it. But never liked Tupac.
So good.
I don't know. If you seem lazy.
That's how good he was. It made it seem maybe to you that it's lazy, but he's not lazy at all.
No, he was a fucking musical theater major, with Thug Life on his tongue.
Yeah, he was a poetic justice.
Everyone talks about how Tupac is this big fucking tough guy. The guy had a nose ring. Okay,
he
had a nose ring.
I can't believe you, dude.
Guys, welcome to another action-packed episode of This for the Birds. Russ, Pat, and Eric.
Dude, I can't believe you said that about Tupac, dude. Because honestly, Tupac, at the time of him living, he said that, look, I'm not really talking about things that I'm doing, but things that people that I know in his neighborhoods
are
doing,
horror?
And he's speaking about it. He automatically told you that. I did see a documentary on Tupac after he died. These fucking corny motherfuckers did a documentary on him from, like, his old neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they were talking about this time when Tupac got in a fight and he hit the ground and he was just circle kicking. Like, he's just circle kicking. And I'm like, these disrespectful motherfuckers talking about Tupac.
What fucking hardcore rapper you know writes a song like dedicated to his mom? Ugh.
Yeah, Dear Mama was excellent though. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, so what?
Gross.
Especially, dude. Let's be honest.
Talk about trapping.
Dude.
All right, none of this mom shit. We're selling stacks.
So what? So, like, a rich guy that's a mama's boy can, like, write a fucking corny song about his mom, but, like, a guy that's from, like, middle to lower class, fucking black guy can't write a song about his mom?
Yes,
the way he writes it? Dude, honestly, dude, like, by Pat saying that and you saying that was his best song and then you're making fun of Tupac, you obviously do not understand Tupac at all.
Well,
dude.
Listen, Biggie's the best rapper of all time.
No, dude, you know what? I always was a huge Biggie fan. You know this. I was always Biggie was my favorite rapper, you know, always. And still is. Is one of my favorite rappers. But dude, if you go through Tupac's catalog, I mean, if you go album by album, I'm not talking about those albums after he fucking died and they're just trying to make a money grab off him. But if you go by the one that had Brenda's Got a Baby, Tupacalypse, if you go by that, yes, Tupacalypse was very dated if you listen to the tracks, but if you listen to the in-between tracks, he did violent on fucking Tupacalypse, which was
Tupacalypse
excellent.
Is almost a better name as Dangerous.
He did Brenda's Got a Baby. I remember when Brenda's Got a Baby popped his head up, and then he also did Juice around there, so that's when you first seen Tupac.
Yeah, movie catalog, really great. Poetic Justice, Nothing But Trouble,
first of all,
with Dan Aykroyd and
Chevy Chase. I watched Gridlock the other day, or no, Gang Related. Yeah, Gang Related. Yeah, that one.
Dude, and then if you go to, like, his next album, which was Strictly, excellent album, dude. Excellent album. I mean, like classic, probably one of his best songs possibly could be pointed out off of that album. His second album that was really, he had fucking, you could tell that the money was behind him and the production was better than fucking the last album, dude. You can't, there's no way that you can say anything bad about Tupac, that anybody can say anything about Tupac if they knew his catalog. If you follow the words, dude, Pat, you'll never say Tupac's lazy. You're not listening.
I don't care
about
lyrics.
The words.
I don't care about
lyrics. With the words.
I just, dude, lyrics are the most disposable part of a song to me.
I just can't get over the fact that he had a nose ring. Moving on.
It was, and you know how much pussy he got off that nose ring? Oh, wow. Wow, Tupac got so much pussy off that nose ring. A black guy that could fucking, it was like a lyricist and Thug Life tattooing assist that was like crossover. He was crossover. There's like white dudes that love Tupac. There's every shades of color of people on earth love Tupac, dude.
All right. Well, now let's get into the real issues that are surrounding our world right now.
What? How we can't do a fucking podcast because Russ has a piece of shit Nissan car that goes into the shop every other month? I feel like you're like, I'm like doing a podcast with like a fucking poor Mexican guy or something like that. Like, come on, Russ. Get a fucking dependable car.
We couldn't do yesterday because, you know, someone takes the equipment home from the podcast.
Yeah, but you started this, dude. You started this.
Right.
You started this. If we could have just did it on Wednesday, it would be done, motherfucker.
I got some stuff going on in my life, Eric.
KY Campbell's out there. We're trying to do podcasts for.
We waited for Tupac's birthday, so you could go on a 20-minute rant about it.
There you go. There.
I think the real story in the room is that Eric unfriended me the other day on Facebook.
That ain't even a story.
Like,
the,
like my mom unfriends me when we get into a fight.
Is that when, is that when the Cavs lost?
Yeah. I posted one picture. Okay, of like an L and like the whole Cavs symbol, but instead of the C was the L for they lost, right? He's like, fuck you, Russ. I'll never forget this. Like I fucking, I killed his dog or something.
I saw that you put that you, I fuck you, Russ, I unfriended you. And then I looked to check to see if you did. And you did.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not even doing it temporarily. And we'll never be Facebook friends ever again.
I sent you a request back, so get on that. I sent you a request.
Never, dude. Never. You know what? Matter of fact, hold on here, dude.
You should request his whole family.
No. Right. Check it out. Russ Williams sent friend request right
Don't
here, right?
Do that. Don't
Watch
do
this.
That. Eric.
Delete. We'll never be Delete. You guys seen it here. Never will be Facebook friends ever again, dude.
Well, good.
I got you. Good. I don't even like Facebook.
Sorry, I can't look at your shitty pictures you post when you're in traffic.
I don't even remember doing that. I did it once, maybe twice.
Your Facebook page is shit.
Dude, I don't like Facebook.
Not one joke.
I literally have Facebook only for fucking Facebook groups.
It seems like Instagram is your thing.
I'm more of an Instagram guy.
Your Instagram page is shit, too.
Oh, wow. I don't care, dude. That doesn't get an emotion out of me, dude.
Drew Peterson has a better online presence than you.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nobody knows who Drew Peterson is, outside of
exactly.
Didn't they make a movie about him and Rob Lowe played him?
That's right.
Yeah, so people know who that guy is.
Thank you, Pat.
I like Drew Peterson, dude. You know what?
You do?
Yeah.
You would.
Sometimes a wife's got to get killed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Sometimes, every once in a while, you got to kill a good wife. You know what I'm saying? Just like Scott Peterson.
Oh, my God.
Right? Nobody would have. If that bitch had a wonky eye and she was like fucking black, nobody would have even a thought about fucking Lacey Peterson. Never would have even a fucking thought about her. And no reason they thought about Stacey Peterson because he was a fucking cop. Wow, Russ. I told you last week's podcast I wasn't real proud of. Like I told you, when Pat's the funniest guy on the podcast, you know it's not a good podcast.
Yeah, that is your
you
know?
What are you talking about? I forget
you're
what we're talking about.
You were looking at your fucking app last week.
Because
dude.
You weren't keeping my attention.
Oh, because it about you and your fucking stupid theater singing and stuff, dude?
Anyway, yesterday was the Warriors victory parade in Oaktown. Yeah. I sent Eric a video with the parade on in the back and me congratulating my boys.
Dude, Oakland is the only town when you have a parade, they tell you to pick up litter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're picking up litter as they're walking to their parade because they know their town fucking sucks.
And then I just heard, I didn't know this, that the Warriors are moving to San Francisco in 2019. Like, they're losing Oakland's losing everything,
dude,
all their sports.
I remember the first time I walked in downtown Oakland, it felt like a giant bus stop. Like, I'm like walking in a giant bus stop. There's nothing but, like, bus benches and fucking, I mean, dude.
There's a lot of Asians at the parade.
Well, dude, there's a lot of Asians in the Bay Area. Oh, yes. I remember the first time I went to the Bay Area, and I came back to my Ohio friends, and they were like, dude, you see a lot of gay dudes? I said, no, I see a lot of fucking Asians. They run that shit, dude. They run San Francisco. They own it.
And they all smoke cigarettes.
I heard they run Australia now, too, like Sydney and Melbourne. Like, there's a shit ton of
that makes sense.
Asians.
Hard workers,
good
man.
Good for them, yeah.
Hard working
Chinese
motherfuckers,
food is awesome.
Dudes.
You gotta get your dry cleaning done,
dude.
Oh
and
my God, Russ.
And they're littler people, man. Their clothing costs.
They take
cheaper,
up less space on buses and trains.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
Yeah, dude. You ever see that fucking video of them and
packing them into the train?
Packing them in there.
If I ever lived in Tokyo, I would be one of those people trying to tuck like put the people in. They hire sumo wrestlers to push the people in the train. I'm not kidding.
Dude, that when I first time I seen that, I thought that's the same way it looks when I stick my dick in Russ's mom's asshole.
Right.
I like pack it in there. She's like, it's not gonna make it.
Yeah. It'll fit.
Yeah, dude.
It always does.
Yeah.
My parents are in town right now.
Oh really?
Nice. Yeah. They came in last night. I can't believe you didn't know.
Did they say anything about the weight loss?
Sometimes
they haven't seen me yet.
Staying with your brother?
They're staying with them.
And let me guess, they're going to be like, Russell, you look so skinny right now. You look great, thanks, right? Because they just play into your little stupid fucking kid ego.
Eric, it's been a lot of hard work.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But did they ever tell you, like, when you reach 433 pounds, like, look, dude, you
they
look
did.
Unhealthy
we've had a, we've
as
had a lot of hearts
fuck.
And hearts. We have a lot of hearts and hearts, but if you're a 33-year-old man, there's only stuff you can do for yourself. You know, you can't let anyone tell you what to do. You got to do it. Wow. You got to make up your mind and say, I'm going to look better than Eric. I'm a champion. I'm a winner.
Well, I'm glad I'm like your goal, dude.
The Yankees are in first place. I'm gonna be like the Kevin Durant of weight loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, dude. You know what? I know, like, people.
And I didn't even I didn't even talk shit to you like the night of the game. I didn't send you nothing. Wow. I said, you know what?
I'm that's surprising.
I didn't even talk to him during the game. I just sat there and I let it go. Right. So I talked to Eric about this. I remember like fucking 5 or 6, 7 years ago. We're at my old apartment, which is on Potomac in Chicago. My family's there. We're watching the Eagles versus the Giants. We're having a great time. We're having food. We're all laughing, having a great time. And it comes down to the last play. Giants are up like fucking 5 points. Right. And it's like they have 2 seconds left, and they're punting the ball to DeSean Jackson. All you have to do is just punt it out of bounds and just and let like the fucking game off. They fucking punted it to him, all right, to DeSean Jackson. DeSean Jackson runs back, fucking misses so many tackles. It's one of the craziest plays you've ever seen. Touchdown, walk-off fashion. That never happens in the NFL, and the Giants fucking lose. Eric laughed in my face for 5 minutes. He got out of breath from laughing so hard. He had to sit down, get a water, fucking regroup, and then laughed at me some more.
Did he get real close?
It pointed in my face to where, like, I was going to punch him. But it's okay. It's, you know.
He finds the play. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
If we need it.
See? See, he's a fucking, he's an asshole. That's what an asshole does. Eric, I'm over it now, but the LeBron is 3-5 in the finals. That's terrible.
This is like an all-star clip, but dude. I remember that night, dude. DeSean Jackson, he was juking and jiving.
Welcome to the show. And he's the podcast today that we're talking about.
Yeah, I just did another Night of Twino the other day. Is that what?
Oh, you did do another one? I was going to say, I checked it out, and it looked like it had been a while since you did.
The world was waiting.
Uh-huh. I got 3 viewers, okay? So 3 views in the last couple of days.
This one's got 52.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See, it's going to be a slow burn, but I'm going to have enough catalog, and I'm getting better at them. You know, that's the only thing I'm telling you, dude. There's a lot of Night of Twino episodes.
You would benefit from a female co-host.
I need somebody else on there, but the problem is with podcasts, dude, it's a lot of time of hooking up, and once you bring somebody else into it, you always got to match up times.
Also, the problem is women hate Eric. So to
that's
sit down,
true.
Sit down
you know
and talk
what? That's
to him
not true at all.
To sit
you
down
know
and
what?
Talk to him for like a half an hour
tough.
Is very taxing.
The women that I could talk to, like myself, I have great relationships with, and they like me.
Uh-huh.
When I have to be this phony, like this society man that women wants a man to be, that's really not a man. I can't be that dude, and there's going to be disappointment. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
Right. Well,
dude, last night
Speaking of rubbing women the wrong way, Eliza Schlesinger had quite the night on Twitter. Quite the night on Twitter.
Yeah, tell me about this.
She came out with an article on, like, what, Deadspin or something like that? She came out, and she was they were interviewing her about women in comedy, and she was I want to get it right, so I want to say what she said. She talks about how they asked her, you address the status of women in comedy in this series in a farcical kind of way. How do you really feel about the way women are represented or represent themselves in this arena? So immediately, wow, this question's good. She should have been like, I love women, and female comic has
a loaded question.
That's the woman that society expects a woman to be. And if you break that shell, you're a fucking...
All right, so this is what she said. So this is what she said. I'm so glad you asked that, because I put in those sketches, and no one's ever asked me about it because I think people were too busy laughing in agreement. As a comedian, I have a set of morals. I have a specific point of view. I think a lot of what I see out there in comedy clubs, watching contests, watching TV, watching movies, gathering data from all these different matrixes, when you're a woman in comedy and you get a break, people get so excited about it. If you act like a guy, if you get that from low-hanging fruit, everything's about sex or how weird I am, and it's all just kind of runs together. And she's like talking about how she sees comics at the Improv, and she'll bang her head because all they do is talk about pussy and stuff. She's like, I think I'm the only woman out there that has a joke about World War II in my set. Like, so she's like just saying, like, you know,
I'm the only smart one out
right
there.
All these women are just talking about their pussies.
She's got a large fucking strong point right there, dude.
Lisa Trigger has a great joke about World War II in her says. She said that she's like, my grandparents met at a concentration camp and I'm over here like Tinder.
Great joke.
Yeah. So then Lisa, I first saw it because I saw on Twitter Lisa Trigger. She's like, she goes, I am a better, she goes, I talk about my pussy and sex on stage and I'm a better comic than you will be any day. She's like, I think she said, like, save your money, you're a hack or something like that.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Boy, so.
And then after that, I was like, oh boy.
Once Lisa popped her head up with, like, Louis, she got certified, yeah. So now she's like right, that right, chick, right.
Well, yeah, but she's also funny. And
well, she's also responding back, I guess, to, like.
But also, yeah, I'm sure she takes that personally. Like, if some comic wrote a big fucking interview about a straight, fat, white male comedian talking
about you could put
The Bachelor,
that,
I would be upset.
You could, but about the how weird I am and pussy thing, you could put that on black males, white women. Women, everybody, you could put that on, and that's what they're talking about.
The other thing is that Eliza goes up in L.A., not New York. And New York has a whole different breed of comics.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no question.
So, I mean, there's great female comics in L.A., too, but I feel like New York has way better female comics right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think New York has way better comics, period.
I don't know. I try not to pay attention to female comics, dude. I really do. I don't
know.
Even like
we
this.
Know.
They're like, this we is, know. I don't care. I
well,
really don't
we
care.
Well, they're all they were up in arms. Every woman comedian was like, hey, I'm doing a show tonight. Probably tell some WW2 jokes. Like, everybody's saying that on, like, Twitter now. And I'm pretty sure, mark my words, this is going to ruin her. She's no one's watching her specials anymore. Mm-hmm. No one's going to be paying to go see her shows. I'm telling
Who, Eliza?
You.
Yeah. I think this is only a thing in the comedy community. I don't think it's
all
the
right, But if those people that have fan bases come out and say something, all those fan bases are going to get together and collectively not see her.
We should put them on roller skates. We should put both those two on roller skates and a couple other angry bitches and put them on roller skates, throw some helmets on them, and then they skate around with, like, mean faces and stuff, and they...
But then she goes on Twitter and she's like, she's getting all this fucking flack from everybody like that. And then, like,
he's laughing.
Your roller derby thing
I'm
made you laugh.
Those two going around fucking with their mean faces. Oh, right?
My pussy's looser. No, my pussy's.
Yeah, then you get a couple other comedian ladies out there. They're like, I used to write for Jezebel and Salon. Get out of my way. Let's get that cut.
I think now it's Amy Schumer's time to come out. And, like, if she gets a good hit in right now, she could.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, get right back up. Just fucking.
It's just another cat fight. This is just might as well be in the sugar aisle at the grocery store
instead of
yeah, buying spices or something.
So instead of, like, just taking it and being like, you know what, I fucked up. I didn't say what I wanted to say. Whatever, you know, go on that thing. She goes, how about this? We play a game. Any of you can go up there. I'll go up and do stand up. Try to follow me. Like, who's like, and like, especially in, like, stand up. Like, Dave Attell is probably the best stand-up comic in the whole world. He thinks he fucking sucks, okay?
Right.
That's the way it should be. Like,
I don't know
no
if
David Tell's think,
the best comic in the world right now.
I think he'll always be
I
the
don't,
best.
I
don't think Dave
I
Tell
love David
sucks.
Tell.
I do. And you've ever talked to him? He's like, that wasn't good.
I think what he says, he
knows.
I think he knows he's great.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. He just don't tell you, dummy.
But it's kind of like so me. Stupid. Like, I act insecure, but I know I'm, like, the best.
Yeah. Like, when David Tell's going up, like, I think he's insecure about certain things. Like, if this joke's been done before, he thinks about that shit a lot. But I think when he's going on stage, he knows he's fucking good.
Yeah,
well, I'm just saying. I think
tough,
the best.
It's tough for us, you know.
I think the best stand-up comic out there right now. We probably don't even know about him yet, or they're just out
Eric,
there.
Look no
and,
further.
I really don't. I used to think so, Russ, but not anymore, dude.
You should hear my new MasterChef Junior bit. It's
excellent.
Oh, I'm sure I'll really
that's
love
something
Master
I can relate
Chef
to.
Junior,
I go. Have you seen MasterChef Junior? And people start going, oh, because they have seen it. I go, have you
yes,
seen
of
these?
They have.
Have you seen these homeschool weirdos? This is a chicken breast reduction with a strawberry beurre blanc and a daikon salad. I go outside and play.
Yeah.
I go, stop baking cakes. There's pussy out there.
That's why, like, Russia, if we go to war with Russia, that's why they're laughing at us right now. Because we got shows like MasterChef Junior. We got kids like this. And they got kids over there. Dude, I had a guy in my car the other day that was from Serbia, although I know that's not Russia for those fucking cunt faces.
Not even close.
I know what it is, though.
It's still,
okay?
It's still cold.
So he's from Serbia, right? And he's like, and the whole way, he's in my car 40 minutes, and I swear to God, and I don't even make fun of it, but the whole way he's like, in my country, right? He's doing in my country, right? And he's only been here a couple years. He's 22 years old. He looks like a movie villain's like henchman. Like he looks like that dude. He's a truck driver, and he's telling me his story and stuff. And then he's telling me in his country for 40 minutes. And then he starts talking women, right? And then because I'm like, what do women look like, man, over there? They look like they got patches on their eyes and shit like that. You know, I'm talking to him like a man, you know. And he goes, and I go, hey man, is there any transgenders in there? Can a transgender just walk down the street? And he goes, are you kidding me? He goes, if a transgender walked down our streets, she'll be dead. He was like, don't kill her.
Yeah, and everyone, yeah. And
he's
like,
not kidding.
Kill her.
And everyone
not,
over
no,
here.
No, he's not kidding, dude.
I know.
Guys, that sounds like a terrible place to live.
It is.
Well, and everyone over here thinks that they got it so bad. It's like, you have no idea what would happen to you.
No.
When we were in Serbia,
I booked a flight as soon as he got out of my car.
When we played in Serbia, you fucking weirdo.
We're going in September.
When we were in Serbia, a dude tried to fight a guy that was in the other band we were on tour with because he's you Jew? He comes up to him. He's like, are you Jew?
Uh-huh.
And it escalated from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was
fuck
he?
That shit. Yes. Yes, he was.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, why are you starting trouble?
Woo! Looking the way you do.
So hold on here. But so Elijah wrote that tweet, and then now it pissed. Because what she did was she fired shots at all the female other comedians.
Pretty,
she just
pretty
fired
much
all
every,
the shots
pretty much.
All the female
talked,
comedians.
She just said every
so she knew
comedy.
People were going to come at her. So she just did this. She's
I don't think she knew
right
people
now.
Were going to come at her. I don't think it was probably a throwaway line that she
that
didn't think was going to get
smart.
Much attention.
I don't think so.
I can't imagine.
I think you're underestimating. She's very smart, man.
I think she thought that like all the smart, intelligent comedians were going to be like, yeah, she's like right, but no, everyone's like.
You know
listen.
The good thing about that though, dude, is it's going to make her better. It's either going to crush her, which it probably ain't, and it's going to make her better. And all these chicks are finally going to pull their game up. And it's going to help them pull their game up.
I don't think it's going to do anything, and I think it's all going to blow over by tomorrow, and nobody's ever.
He'll never talk about it ever again.
Yeah, but they're women. Women hold on to shit for like years. Right, like they're gonna cross each other's paths, and you're gonna hear something
dude,
more
the
about
worst
that.
Thing, Eliza Schlesinger makes her openers wait. With her dog in the dressing room. That's the worst thing that she could
God.
Do.
Oh, God.
Like, if you fucking open
that's
for her,
humiliating.
She brings her dog on the road, and then she's like, hey, can you sit in the...
Yeah,
the
you know
that's
what I would
the
do? You know what
you
I would
do?
I would sit in the green room, and I would fart on her dog.
I wouldn't have
anytime I had a fart, I would go, I would
dude,
grab its head, and I'd stick it up my ass.
It's a pleasure. Like, if you're like an open micer or somebody doing shitty fucking $10 shows an hour and a half outside of town, and Eliza Schlesinger goes, hey, you want to go do an improv for me? And you're like, you know, you're opening for fucking 300 people every show. Yeah, you're gonna do that, dude. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. You're gonna watch a dog, you dummy.
That's it's just humiliating. Disrespectful.
It ain't disrespectful. Why is this generation? Everything is so disrespectful.
Leave your fucking dog at home.
That's your responsibility, though. Like you're telling somebody to watch it. It's like
that's why I bring you on the road, dude. Chris Fonseca used to tour with the dude that was his opener that had to wipe his ass, and you're talking about you got
a
fucking.
It's a local opener, bro.
Yeah,
it's
fuck
not bringing,
that. I'd be like, fuck you and your dog,
dude. It's victim society.
She brought it on WGN. I saw one time. I mean, that was riveting.
It's almost like
TV.
If she asks you, you have to be polite and say yes. But it's almost like it's the kind of person she used to ask.
Look, and it's also better money and stuff. It's like it's not much ass. She's giving you a favor.
No, she's not. Dude, it's set up by the fucking club.
Yeah, the club pays you. The club pays you.
She can easily
money.
Go, this motherfuckers are on my show. No, thank you. I'm bringing somebody
else.
She
can also easily afford to have somebody board her dog.
Come on, man. You guys, I can't believe this is what society is like. These are the things that hang up people on there. Do you know what Sinatra used to do? Like, do you know what all the other
fucking
used to do?
You know how much money Sinatra would give people?
Yeah.
He'd walk around with hundreds and hand them out all day.
Because he was making a lot more money than these people.
That's what I'm saying. If you're that type of person, then you got
to
fucking...
You mean famous asshole Frank Sinatra?
Everybody is always like, they used to treat
Pat,
people like that. They used to treat.
Do not talk about the chairman.
You know, Hillary Clinton, when she was at the governor's mansion, she had prisoners, slaves. It's like slaves, though. They don't get paid. It's like, yeah, they could have been in the fucking bars and a fucking three walls and some fucking metal fucking bars. Okay? So when you get out to the governor's mansion to do some fucking lawn work.
You took a big left right here.
You really did.
You got to be kidding me. Everybody is complaining about everything.
Liza
Schlesinger makes their dogs.
Hillary Clinton have slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. That's I'm hey, just listen, saying. They complain about everything.
I would work with Hillary Clinton. People. Because I'm a House.
Okay, Bill Maher.
Stop complaining, people. Like, stop it. Let's
That's
just
all you
get
do
life.
Every podcast.
No, I gotta complain about bullshit in the world. Like, I gotta complain about that. I go to these open mics. I see these female comedians. I see all these comedians, including myself. I'm not saying I don't suck either, but they really suck. They really suck, dude. I went to an open mic the other night.
20 years.
I went to an open mic, dude. And I'm on a list, right? I'm like 11. All right, listen, this couple that like works with each other at Best Buy mm-hmm. walk in like hotshots, right? Yep. Yep. Like they walk in like hotshots.
I love that.
Right? I get bumped by these two. She goes up first.
Oh my God.
She has nothing, man. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing. And they're laughing like she's like, you know, like it's like Louis working out, right? Uh-huh. Where like Chris Rock's working out or something. They're like laughing and laughing. He goes up there. I guarantee he was like a waiter at like fucking, you know, Chili's. Applebee's or something or mm-hmm. something at one time. Because he just went up there with like his table fucking thing, right?
Right.
Nothing. They're all like laughing a little bit for him, more for her, but a little bit for him. He gets off high five.
Yeah, they're all
stuff.
Trying to fuck her.
And you got up and bombed?
No, I didn't get up and bomb, but at least I say things that are like unpopular.
You know what? And when they drive home, they go, "Oh, that guy in the fucking Cleveland Indians hat, nothing, didn't have a fucking thing."
Dude, I got off the microphone, right, and this fucking host looks like a heroin addict, this little dirty white guy, right? He goes, "Eric, we knew you were 40 because you're wearing a hat backwards or something like that, right?" I don't even know what that fucking means, right? And he said on the microphone, and like a crazy person, I'm only like from here to the wall from, yeah. I literally yell, "That's your best joke of the night. You're welcome." And I just straight up fucking left. Like, that's what I
you
fucking,
left?
I hate open micers. I don't like them. I don't want to talk to them.
Why do you
I
do don't, more shit in the city?
Right?
Because I hate those guys worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even stand them worse.
Like, better level of...
Do you know what comedy is now? It's a fucking fashion show. Everybody's walking in with their fucking, like, you know, like Ducky from fucking Pretty in Pink hats. But it's black guys wearing those now where I'm like, why did black Ducky walk in here with this hat? And then he goes up there with, like, his
Everyone dresses like Cam Newton. Now.
Yeah, no, everybody,
I think fashion has just gone up in general. Like, it's not just... comedy, it's everywhere.
But when you're a comedian, your fashion, you should not be worrying about going up. It's your jokes, dude. I mean, these jokes are, everybody's more of a character now. Now it's all about, look at my silly hair and my voice. And, you know, it's like
That's
stuff
how it's
like.
It's always been.
Yeah. I dude, mean, there's plenty of that going comedy. On.
Wow.
You just described Gilbert Gottfried, exactly.
You just described the 90s outfit. You see the outfits people would wear in the fucking 90s?
Me and Eric came up in a different school of comedy.
Dude, I'm just old. I just would rather, like,
no,
give
you,
me
you
the
like
jokes.
What you
in the,
like.
No, give me the jokes and the personality. What do you think Dave Attell does? He gives you his personality and his jokes, and there it is. You got the serum in your body.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers don't got any
that,
jokes, Brian. You know
people,
this.
There's people that don't like Dave Attell.
I don't like those problems. People. I don't
but,
like those people
but that
at all.
Exists. This is right,
who the
we,
fuck
we can
like
go, the, if you want to go into what, the NBC Fest.
Uh-huh. I don't really want to go into that.
You
Brian.
Don't want to talk about
no, no, because it's a racist, dirty.
It's always
thing.
Been before it was the it before it was the NBC diversity thing. So yeah. I don't know why they took that off there, probably
but,
for legal reasons.
But, also,
but you see what this showcase ends up being anyway. So I mean, that's let's be honest.
But also, for the Tonight Show's there, so it's a good chance to show your shit.
You know what they should be looking for? They should be looking for funny people, but they're not looking for funny people in entertainment. They're looking for people that that have this look about them. You know that, dude. I drive around Chicago all day, right? I see people that I swear to God, they look like they're in a science fiction movie. I mean, they are walking around like nowadays humans.
Sounds great.
I mean, like there's
but
guys.
I think that's any city, and that's how it's always been. If you went to Greenwich Village in 1960, you would see the same shit because it's a city.
Greenwich Village, you know, fucking Chicago, L.A. But if you drive through the rest of the country and you're walking through a fucking town like Dracula,
yeah, of course.
You're gonna get some fucking static.
The
dude.
Cops are gonna know you.
Yeah. You're going to get some fucking static, dude.
Even if you go to a suburb here. Like,
yeah.
Like,
so Russ did a diversity in NBC. No, it was an NBC audition. Of course, he didn't get a callback because he never gets callbacks. And didn't get anything off it. I go, how'd that thing go? And he was like, I don't know. I can't remember what he said, but it was like, something, I don't know.
Well, I said my last name should be Russell Williamson about Bahamut Arshapar. And then I would have got in. I would have got in. Because on the callbacks, 10 comics, not one white person.
You know what,
woman
you,
or
you
male.
You know what comedy is now, too?
That's the climate we live in.
You know what
now.
Comedy is now, too? It's very like this. And he was definitely one of those red cap wearers, and he said something to me like this,
yeah.
And then I said something back to that, and he looks stupid. It's like, that's Trump. What it is. That's what every joke is.
It's Trump's America.
No, and it's this too. I used to have a real bad, some kind of substance abuse problem that you got to feel sorry for me.
Now
and
clap.
Then I overcome
now
it.
Now clap.
It's like, damn.
Yeah, so I farted on my boyfriend's shitty dick hole.
There you go. We just nailed it. I mean, so I'm with Eliza Schlesinger. I also like Lisa Traeger.
Farted on my shitty dick hole is a good
one. Lisa Traeger was on an old episode.
We just found the title.
That's a good one, yeah.
I don't know. If any white male comics come up to me and they say, hey, what's your advice? I'd be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Get out.
Well, you know what,
or
dude?
Just be great. Like, I don't know. Dude, fucking greatness is going to shine through no matter what, dude. There's a lot of white fucking straight males that are making money in comedy.
That have been doing it for fucking ever and have been established before
this
whole
shit
happened.
What about Mark Norman, Joe List? We can go through fucking Dan Soder.
I think we're the only people.
Big Jay Oakerson. There's a fuck ton of people, man.
He's right,
that are making
he's
money.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, he's right. There's enough.
You just have to be fucking great.
I just think there's a little cultural bias, I think. And
That's what the market dictates right now is that's what people are fucking going towards. That's what they're
Brian, how does my fucking dictate?
No, because I feel like it's at one point mostly straight white males and straight white females were into comedy.
Very
and
true.
Then black people got into it. And then so now different races are getting into stand up comedy. So fucking they're looking for something they can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what we need definitely more of? More women Indian comics and Pakistani. And we know we need more Indian comics.
But don't you think who are in college right now? A lot of people from other countries that are looking for something like that they can get into.
Right. I know. But you're saying it like a capitalist. I'm saying it like looking at it from the art end of it. It's like, look, if you're not going to paint good art, stop painting.
No,
that's
man,
it.
Because you're talking about show business, man. At the end of the day, everything's a fucking business. So they want to make money off you no matter what.
Yeah.
So that's why you
true.
Have to be fucking great.
Very true. Very
anyway,
true.
Well, Brian, with these good points. Pat,
Brian,
we
got
any,
these fucking good points, this motherfucker.
We have any emails or topics? We got any?
No emails this week, but it's like just a shit ton of topics.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, this weekend, this might interest you guys. I was working at the bar, and there's a street festival that goes on. Mm-hmm. Like one weekend, it's called
there's a street festival in Chicago.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. There's one that goes on outside my bar, and it's super fucking busy. I was working
it was
all
hot.
Weekend. Super hot, and like people get really, really, really drunk.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, I'm in the bar, and this girl comes in. She's like probably an Asian girl, maybe 5'3", green hair,
nice.
Super cute. Comes in with these two dudes, and I come over to serve her, and she immediately starts talking about her breasts.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm kind of ignoring her, just trying to do my job, and she's like, do you want to see them? I didn't ask because I'm in a business. I can't be like, yes, take out your breast in this public place. But, she just went and go ahead and pulled them right out.
Uh-huh.
And like,
pretty nice.
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
They were
like
really
bags
spectacular.
Of sand?
Yeah.
No. No, they were really spectacular. And every time I came back to help them out, she's like, do you remember? You remember my tits? And I'm like, I do remember
but
that.
But I don't recall.
It didn't matter what I said. Out they came. Wow. Every time on her way out the door, out they came.
It was a dude, right?
And not,
no.
And not one
definitely
picture.
Not.
And not one picture to show us.
I'm not. No. It was very weird. It was weird. Because
so
it was public. It was in a public
Do you think
place.
She was hitting on you or she was just into voyeur?
Well, that's the thing. Hard to say. Maybe she was just an exhibitionist, but she, she was talking about how horny she is. So.
Right.
She wanted fuck, dummy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not getting
Mr.
it.
Mr. Polyamorous,
sorry.
This is the time where you go.
I'm at work, man.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
You gotta fuck.
Get out of here.
You kidding me, man?
Let me call my girlfriend before I fuck you.
You gotta fuck
No.
Go in there and fucking rattle that fucking suit can, dude.
FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right here, honey.
This counts, right?
Take out that dilder. Yeah.
She wanted some dude. You know what? Some dude at the end of the bar seen her do
the
that.
The dudes that she was with didn't seem like rattled by any of this behavior.
Well, because
at
she
all.
Probably blew him 5 minutes before. We give a shit.
You know
about
what? They were gay, or they were gay. I don't
know. What's
know.
Fucked up about
know.
That too? That's how you. That's how you start dating crazy people. Like, yeah. That's how like people
right,
think
right.
crazy people.
Somebody
like,
does that, and you're
dude,
like,
dude, we met. She fucking popped her tits out. We fucking went home and fucked. And the next thing you know, I've been with her for like 6 weeks.
Right, and then crazy. It's
see,
she's, right,
see the way the way the story was going, I thought you were going to say, yeah, she recognized my voice, and she's like, are you on This Is for the Birds podcast?
Yeah.
No, no.
Russ Patton, Eric,
you tell your wife, your girl.
I told her, yeah, of course.
I couldn't tell absolutely. My wife that.
No
like
way.
If I said, yeah, some chick popped no their tits out for me, like somehow I would be the bad guy. Like somehow I would be like the
oh, and
bad
I bet
guy.
You fucking stared at him, jerked off to him, didn't you?
Right there, yeah. Right at
I'll
work,
tell
yeah.
my wife like stuff where I know that I'll not be able to get in trouble for this information, right? Like uh-huh. she won't turn this on me.
But then she'll yeah, turn yeah. on you.
And then next thing you know, 20 minutes later, she's from another room thinking about it. She's like fucking putting her makeup on or putting something away. Uh-huh. And she's yelling down like, why would you do this and that and this and that story
see, that's
you gave
when,
me?
That's when you do something like that. You just have to keep on talking to them and talk to them because they have any free time. They're just going to start like playing the fucking shit back.
Dude, I instantly,
you just got to keep them occupied.
Dude, I instantly tell her, leave me out of this conversation. Right. Like, leave me. Don't even pull me into that storyline that doesn't exist. You know, like she'll do that when we watch reality shows, dude. Well, right. I've said this before. Like, what? Reality shows and something happens, some idiot on the reality show and these women shows
thing,
does
yeah.
something and she'll be like, that's like you, and I'm like I don't even, because I know now, because I'll be like, right. what are you talking about, that's like me, remember the time you did that, now uh-huh. I'm in the time now right. I'm back into the time I did that story
wow.
of a fucking reality show. So I always wow. tell her now, leave me out of this conversation.
I tell Meg all the time, I tell Meg all the time, I go, listen, I'm not fucking fighting you right now, you can say whatever you want, you're not starting a fight with me.
Yeah,
I go, you're not fucking rattling my barns.
Yeah.
I got like a little
my
bit
wife
of,
doesn't listen to that shit.
I go, I got a little bit of weed and a half a pack of cigarettes. I'm doing good right
my
now.
My wife does not listen to that shit. My wife, what she'll do the next day, she'll apologize. She'll be like, sorry for last night. I'm like, oh, yeah? That's what I got to fucking deal with?
Right.
I got to always just wait for sorry about last night.
You guys wow. sound miserable.
No, I'm not miserable, well, yeah. dude. I got a good marriage, man. Well, what are you talking
that's,
about?
See, that's the time-honored tradition of our country. You have to get married and be miserable.
No.
Yes.
You know what the problem is? I was thinking about this attached to the miserable. You know, I think since we're such a drug society now and an alcohol society, uh-huh. I feel like humans have gotten – they know what it's like to be high and happy when you're high.
Yeah.
So uh-huh. when they're regular and they're not high and they go on with their life, so they're like, I don't do drugs like that anymore. Nothing they find takes them that high because that was a drug. Uh-huh. And just being naturally yourself doesn't make people happy anymore.
Well, Frank Sinatra, speaking of the chairman of the board, he had a great quote. He says, I feel bad for people that don't drink because when they wake up, that's as good as they're going to feel all day.
He's got a good point.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you do drink like that, though, man.
Feel good.
Wow.
What else we got, Pat?
Oh, well, let's see. In me missing my chance to be a rich person news, Amazon is buying Whole Foods for $13.7 billion.
Yeah.
I worked for Whole Foods for 10 years. I had an automatic stock grant as a team leader. And after they fired me, I rage sold all my stock in the company. It was worth a pretty penny at the time. But if I kept it till now, I'd be so loaded.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking dummy, Pat!
Well, I mean, it was a long time ago. I sold the stock probably about 10 years ago. But I guarantee you it would be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Whoa.
Gotta see the big picture, you
know? Yep, 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 yep.
Wow. So these guys are going to buy up everybody, man, right?
Dude, Amazon, $13 billion. It's going to change everything about groceries, like getting groceries. They're going to be everything in
who
Whole
owns
Foods.
Amazon?
Is gonna be on
who are those
Jeff
people?
Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
That motherfucker is Darth Vader. That's the dude. Because they're not going to be the empire. Amazon is going to be the empire, dude.
Well, dude, like they said 25% of all malls in the country are closing because of Amazon.
Of Amazon.
Like nobody
yeah.
fucking shops anymore.
That's right.
What are those teenagers? Where are they going to go to fucking look at
finger
their young
each other?
They don't, teenagers don't go outside.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Nobody goes outside.
Yeah, nobody should go to the mall. Dude, I tell you what, this is very inappropriate.
God, I can't wait till we get old and we just see how fat everybody is.
Dude, the other day I was driving in Inglewood, right? Minding my business, and I'm not even this guy. I'm minding my business. I think I told on the last podcast I'm not this guy. Minding my business, I see two young women walking, probably 16, 17 years old.
Sure.
One has the best ass I've ever seen on a fucking a woman in my life, right?
Gross, dude.
So, dude, I'm driving, and I'm going to pass them. I see her face. She's probably 14.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably 14.
Even hotter.
I can't believe I had this thought where I'm like, oh, I was like, good for her. 14. I'm a creep. Like, it's all like a weird emotion,
We used to say, old enough to sit at the table, old enough to eat.
Yeah. I don't believe in that, though. Don't believe in that. Yeah. Anybody that's around, like young women and young ladies, you're like, that's in a fucking.
Well, did you hear about
dude.
That fucking YouTube star from.
Where is he from? His name down. He's from here. His name's Austin Jones.
Dude, the judge just banned him from the internet for life. He can't go on the internet.
What is he doing?
He has, like, all these fans because he's, like, a YouTube page. He has, like, 500,000 YouTube subscribers. Mm-hmm. He was getting young girl fans, 14 years old, to like send him like fucking like naked like twerk videos and shit.
How old is he?
I think he's what, 18?
He's in the late 20s.
Oh.
Mid to late 20s.
Ooh.
That's too far.
Yeah. And he might get fucking 15 years in federal prison for this shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There, he's going up in court like in the next week or what, and the judge's like, you better not go on the fucking internet while you're home, dude. And then that, like, think about that. His whole fucking life was on the internet. Like, everything he did, all his shitty songs
songs.
And now it's over.
Yep.
Because you're a fucking creep.
Definitely over.
Well, definitely he has to have his day in court. I feel like you guys in the public eye is already fucking, like, you know, damaged.
He admitted
just like
to
Cosby.
He admitted to investigators, dude. It's
just
it's
like
over.
Cosby,
yeah,
man.
Eric,
you guys, everybody already considered Cosby.
Eric,
guilty
when
97 when it first came
fucking
out,
women say the same kind of story, it's a little unsettling.
Speaking of that, Cosby's jury is deadlocked right now.
That's yeah, they're crazy. Saying he might get off because there's like more. They said more than probable cause.
Oh, my God.
There you go. They don't have enough information.
Well,
dude.
They might have to call.
Not enough
call
evidence.
Trial? No.
I watch a crazy documentary on ID about Cosby. It's fucking great. I'd recommend you guys watch it. It's like $2 on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
It is insane. It shows you shit that you didn't even fucking know. The craziest shit is that he was in like Temple University in 1962. Mm-hmm. 1963, moves to New York City. 1964, he records the album. 65, he wins his first Grammy. That fucking quick.
Bad motherfucker too, dude.
And
Bill Cosby's a bad motherfucker
because he was black.
They're saying, he was the first. He was the first black dude to ever be on TV, like to be a lead in a TV show.
Yeah,
and
I Spy.
Yeah, and then
bad motherfucker.
They said he started hanging out with Hugh Hefner in like the early 1970s.
Yeah. Of course.
And Hugh Hefner was the one that introduced him to pills and shit.
Spanish Fly and shit. You see old interviews of Cosby talking about Spanish Fly.
Well, did you ever see that one clip of him and Sofia Vergara on like The Tonight Show?
Oh, yeah. Also weird. Ooh, rapey. Yeah.
Dude, that's a successful motherfucker. He did all that with his career and raped 52 chicks.
They're saying he might be the most.
God,
might be the
Eric.
That dude's a bad motherfucker,
you're a monster.
Dude.
And that's only 52 that came out. How many are not coming out?
Exactly.
You know, like, there's saying that he might be the most successful rapist of all time.
Yeah, but what if these are chicks that just kind of fucked him, though? I mean, any of these chicks that fucked him, are they
all
raped?
No, because they all have the same, like, dude, it makes
of course.
You, dude, one chick he was dating for, like, and just they're having consensual sex, and then one night he did that to her.
Even though they were in a relationship.
You want to hear this creepy interview with
allegedly
Bill Cosby and Sofia Vergara?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, all this
but that's
stuff
her,
happened.
But that's her saying it, so that's why it's not alleged. It's her saying it.
Right.
Anybody can say shit, you know what I'm saying?
But you don't have to say allegedly.
Oh, he's touching
her.
You got to
play the whole fucking thing?
Look, it's 2 minutes. Hola! Oh, this is when she was young.
I'm 65.
So?
So it's time for me to go to sleep. And if I get excited, then I'll go to sleep faster.
I knew I should have brought the
wow,
other
did this dude
outfit?
Just say, like, if we fuck in bed, then I'll go to sleep faster?
You are very famous on the SIN?
Univision.
I'm sorry, is that the SIN is the other one?
No.
Who is SIN? SIN is sin.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's what happened when you pull it over your head.
Why is this dude talking
like this? He's fucked up, right? He sounds like he's fucked up.
And then you pull
it
down
like
here.
He interrupted her interview to do this.
Men,
look at you. It's so
fucking creepy. It's so uncomfortable.
He's trying to flirt with her and it's just bombing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Some old ass fucking dude is flirting with her.
So Adam West died. Yeah. Fucking TV's Batman, dude. Yeah. Come on.
I thought he was like the worst Batman.
Well, yes, that's the best.
And I always,
he ain't the worst Batman.
And I always thought like his parts on Family Guy were like my least favorite parts. Like
that's not true, dude. When he was the mayor, he was funny on that shit, man. No, dude, fuck you.
George Clooney is the worst Batman. Like,
George Clooney.
How dare you? Val Kilmer is the worst Batman.
Val Kilmer ain't the worst Batman, dude. Are you?
I heard a way better story. I was listening to a Jim Norton show, and he had Burt Ward on, who played Robin. And did you guys know he had a huge cock?
Adam West?
No. Burt Ward did.
Oh, okay.
Like, his dick was so big in the trunks, in the tights, that the nuns or whatever, the nun people wrote them and said that he needs to cover it up. So he had to go take dick shrinking pills.
What?
And he took them.
He never took them.
He took them for 3 days, but then he found out that it might make him impotent, so he didn't want to do it anymore. So then they had to figure out, like,
Tuck it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
They said they lost, like, $300,000 an episode on Batman because it was the most expensive show ever to make.
Why would they keep doing it?
They only did it for
It wasn't on that long.
They only did it enough where they could sell it into reruns.
Syndication.
But now you can say that Batman sucks, but when I was a young kid, dude, and you still seen Batman, it still was cool. Like, even the reruns. Like, I seen the reruns, and it still was cool because we didn't even have Michael Keaton. We didn't even have Michael Keaton Batman yet. And fucking, we didn't even have that. So, of course, nowadays people are like, oh, that he was the worst. Like, Russ, you're the worst, Russ.
He legendarily banged.
I'll fight you and Tupac.
Yeah.
Right now. You're the worst, dude.
Adam West legendarily banged 8 women in a night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
An orgy.
8 women.
Oh, so what?
Nice.
Come on.
I've done that in college at a fat sorority meeting. I brought a pizza and I let them all fucking get on top of me. We played Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Yeah. Kappa Kappa Pizza Pie.
How do you guys feel about Hawaiian pizza?
I love it, dude.
You're talking about ham and pineapple?
Yeah.
I hate people. Like, people that are like, pineapple doesn't go on pizza and no ketchup on Chicago hot. Fuck you, scumbag.
Just now, dude.
It's the U.S. It's U.S. of A, and if I want pineapple pizza, I'm going to have pineapple pizza.
I love Hawaiian pizza. The guy who invented it died. Sam Panopoulos, he was a Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
Died at the age of 83.
That's where he got that Canadian bacon.
Yep, exactly. That's why Canadian bacon's on a Hawaiian
pizza. Especially if you put it either on a white sauce or a fucking red
sauce.
I love it.
I'm
really
on board.
It's really fucking good.
Brian, what do you feel?
You know, I like it. It's all right, yeah.
You got the sweet and the savory. Exactly. It's really fucking good. It takes you to Flavor Town.
I'm so, like, over pizza in Chicago. There's not a good pizza spot here, really.
Pizza sucks here.
And, like, the good, Dante's is really good.
Fuck you, Ross.
There's good pizza places. Just don't go to.
You ever had Pizza Pizza? Pequod's? You ever have Lou Malnati's?
Pequod's burns their fucking pizza.
You ever have
Coal Fire is the best pizza.
Nick and Vito's on fucking Pulaski and 80th, something up there?
Coal Fire.
Fuck yourself.
I grew up in a place where there's amazing pizza.
Me too.
So, like, when I come here, it's like. It's
bullshit. Dude, get the fuck out of here. Don't be biased, dude. There's great pizza here.
I've been to fucking. No, dude, I'm telling you, I've been to everywhere. I go all the time because I fucking want to find a good pizza spot.
Nick and Vito's.
There's this one place in
Morton
Grove called Burt's that I haven't been to that's supposed to be awesome.
Santulo's in Wicker Park is really good. It's on
Milwaukee. Closed.
Santulo's. What?
Yeah, they closed it.
Fuck up, Russ. There's good pizza in Chicago. There's good pizza in a lot of towns, dude. There's a lot of bad pizza in a lot of towns, though. Sometimes when you go to small towns, they don't got dick for
Demo's
pizza,
Demo's is okay, but, like, there's not.
It's like Ian's. It's like Ian's in Madison.
Ian's in Madison is very good. I don't know what you're about to say.
No, they make the specialty slices. Like the mac and cheese slice is the best pizza
fucking
ever
pizza,
had.
Dude, is fucking ridiculous.
I do a brisket and fucking tater top. That's when I used to eat carbs.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Comedy on State in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We must be hungry. We don't normally talk about food that much.
I haven't eaten yet today, so I'm fasting.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. Who do you guys have in the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight? It's happening.
So stupid.
It's on.
It's going to be
August 26th, man.
Here's what's going to happen. Mayweather's going to fucking play like defense, and he's Conor McGregor. See, it's so like it's so one sided because Conor McGregor's not a boxer. Like, it's a totally different thing.
He's 20 years younger than...
No, he was. He's, but still, he's Mayweather. You know what? Conor McGregor's going to win. I got to go for it because he's the white guy.
Right, me too.
That's
why I'm rude, yeah.
I'm like, man, if you're going to split me decision, I'm going to decide on skin color. I think
one thing, McGregor was a boxing, like, champion in Ireland when he was younger.
Yeah.
But
come on, man.
Dude, Mayweather is going to... I honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Mayweather, it's over by the fifth or sixth round.
Yeah,
I think that
he's so technical, and he's gonna fucking wear him out.
I think McGregor's gonna swing on him a bunch. He's gonna keep missing, and then Mayweather's gonna pop him a bunch, and then by the fifth or sixth round, it's gonna be like, oof.
Yeah, but you got to go. You got to go where the money goes, dude. So everybody thinks Mayweather is going to win. And
I saw something on Twitter that
the
said
the money goes the other way.
I said I saw something on Twitter that said Conor McGregor 4 years ago picked up a food stamp check for $235.
Yeah, he was on,
and then he's like, after this fight, he's going to make $100 million.
Well, he's worth like $34 million right now.
Yeah, yeah, he's worth more than that.
Yeah,
for sure, that's more than that.
Forbes said 38.
His last fight, he made like over $15 million. Mm. So
I got the fucking money. I spend it because so I get fucking hungry again.
I don't even know if that's why. Really,
and he makes money. Like, dude, he did a fucking press conference in Ireland. Just a press conference. 5,000 people. He sold it out in an hour.
It's kind of like my shows.
$40 each ticket.
Whoa.
Kind of like my shows in the Laugh Factory.
That's how you know you fucking got. Yeah,
he's got money, man. Like, and I think like that. It's the craziest thing. Yeah, he was on food stamps. I've been following him since before we came in the UFC.
My fucking suit's worth more than a fucking car.
I literally had no idea who he was.
He's right. Mayweather's probably definitely going
to
win.
Or I would like to see Mayweather get knocked out.
Why?
That would be because fuck him.
Dude, they say reportedly Mayweather's going to make $175 million.
Nah, I think it's going to be close. I think he's going to make like $350 million.
I don't know.
We got to.
They're saying that because right now, that what you're saying is the estimated $2 million, but they're saying that it could get up to $4 million buys.
Maybe.
Hey, could we pipe it in through the Laugh Factory and watch it here on the big screen in the theater and just
maybe, yeah,
just fucking.
I might have a party in my house for
fucked
it.
Up.
I don't think
it's a Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably have shows.
Yeah, right.
Things aren't going so well.
What else, Pat?
I'm sorry, Eric. Is this your show? But what else we got, Pat?
it's like Russ needs a nap today or something.
No,
like that.
I'm
Russ.
Great. I've been up early. The Polish Mafia came, cleaned up my house, got my car cleaned yesterday.
Nice.
Everything's looking good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to go home and cook food and fuck the kitchen up, so I'm going to probably grill when I get home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe I'll have like a burger with a fried egg on top or something. Ooh.
I got to stop by and get fucking ant spray, dude. These fucking ants are trying to come into my fucking place.
I got
them,
too. Yeah,
that's what happens when you don't fucking throw out food and shit.
I love it. That's why I love living on the third floor, dude. We don't get any fucking. We get flies occasionally from the door being open, but we don't get shit.
Yeah, I get flies from fucking Russ's mom's pussy.
Right. Do you know what's my favorite commercial out right now? It's that fucking one for like Hardee's or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, we should put some ribs on that burger. How many times have I had to tell you? I'll never put ribs on a burger. I know. You guys see that
That's
commercial?
Jim Carrey, right?
No. That's the funny one actor, but it's a funny commercial.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great story. I usually hate commercials, but that one, every time the guy goes, I will never put ribs on a burger. I got it. I think that's funny.
Wait, so you serious? Your career's not going so hot, huh?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm at a fucking crossroad.
Bone What's the balance. Crossroad?
Either I become a city sanitation department worker or I keep on going on auditions and not getting them.
Yeah, that's how it happens, right? Yeah. Like, dude, the other day I was cleaning my pool, right? And my fucking neighbor's buddy, he goes, hey, man. He goes, remember I was telling you about that janitor job that pays like fucking $22 an hour for the city?
What's their number?
And he goes, they're going to be, you know, whatever information, you know? He's like, would you be interested? Dude, I didn't even hesitate. Of course I will be fucking interested in that. This is as good as my life's going to get, dude.
Oh,
this
no.
is it. Like, I'm not that guy that's on this rail of, like, dream rails.
Mm-hmm.
No. I see the rail I'm on, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm just fucking just smoking like, down the
I know,
fucking tracks.
I know my wife supports my dream because she says stuff like, why don't you work for my dad at ComEd?
Oh,
or like, you know, I hear garbage men make a lot of money. Stuff like that to really keep my dream in line, you know?
Well, you know why? Because they want to have kids and like families
I know.
You got to have like money consistently with that shit, dude.
I know.
You know, plus she probably like me thought you were going to be famous by now.
I know.
But it's
me
like,
too.
Dude,
listen, right? Every fucking New Year's Eve, for like the past like 8 years, I'm like, this is it. This is the year the world discovers Russ.
Well, maybe now you'll lose the weight. You'll get
I'm
it.
Telling you, once I start like getting to my svelte self,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to start booking auditions with my agent and shit, and I'm going to start being famous.
If I would have known you were going to be this much of a Philly Russ, I would have attached my fucking cart to like Hannibal Buress or fucking Danny Callis.
Well,
right?
You're an idiot. You should have.
Like, I would have been
you
like, what
it.
Was I thinking?
I should have hitched my fucking thing to Hannibal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't like me.
I remember the first time I said I was talking to Hannibal about Russ, and Russ was or Hannibal goes, is he that dude that's like real clubby? And I go, yeah, that's him. That's how he referred to fucking Russ, was the dude that's real. I don't think he was being disrespectful. I just think
Russ is a better comic than Hannibal, though.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Shut up, dude.
He's not.
Wow. Hannibal Buress is not a good comic.
Brian, no.
You're just joking. He's joking. Yeah.
No, I really don't like his stand-up.
Really?
Yeah, I like him as a person. He's a cool dude, but like, yeah. I don't. But that's my taste. Like,
wow. No, Hannibal, dude. I think he's.
I would
fucking
rather watch Russ.
Not me, dude.
I've seen Hannibal 5-6 times, dude, and every time I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
And I've seen him like in areas where he's not just working shit out, where he's actually, and it's not, I don't know. I don't feel like I've seen him.
Like, well, you got to continue to write shit, dude. And then you also got to continue to like work and make money. So like somebody's seeing your shit in between stuff when you're rolling it out earlier. And I mean, Netflix specials, this guy got his Russ has been telling the same jokes for 10 years. I mean, Hannibal's had fucking four specials.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I get why.
Plus, I stopped writing jokes for Russ like 4 years ago, and that fucking really.
But this
dried
just goes
him
back
out
to my point that people have flavors of what they like for stand-up. So, yeah, like, to some crazy, people, Hannibal's the best comic there is. You know?
I don't think he's the best comic there is, but he's got a great product. I think he's got an excellent product. Russ, you know we're doing a podcast.
Pat,
right?
Russ, you were on your phone fucking 20 minutes ago, you fucking asshole.
Well, I wrote down a good idea that I had for business.
Fat asshole.
That's probably such a great idea that I will not even be doing this podcast after it hits hard.
God, I'll
put my notice in right now. If this idea that I came up with, the business idea, hits, I will be putting in my notice.
Like ASAP. I hear on the internet like dad bod. I never knew what that was until I saw you.
I don't care. You know what I got? I got I don't give a fuck bod. You know what I'm saying?
That's obvious.
Dude, you know what I'm
that
doing?
That is apparent.
I'm enjoying my fucking house. House that I own. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying my fucking pool that I own.
That
I'm
you've
enjoying
never,
my
that
fucking,
you've never extended an invite
my,
to me and Pat
my fucking,
or Brian.
My young fucking Mexican wife, you know? And
we would love to go to your fucking shit filled pool because you go in there and take showers in the morning. You fucking hillbilly.
Well, I learned something about Russ the other day. Russ posted it was his wife's birthday,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Happy birthday to my wife. Her name this is her last name, right?
Yeah, right.
Her first name and her last name." And I'm like, "Why do you refer to her like maiden name?"
Because
I asked Russ. I go, "Did she not change her name when you guys got married?" And he goes, "We're a progressive family, Eric. Right."
She doesn't want it. She wants to keep her last name.
Wow. My wife
did that.
So what? I
could give a fuck less.
Right. Who cares?
I told my wife, if you don't take my last name, we ain't even thinking about marriage. We won't even do it. If you won't even take my name, this ain't right. You know what I'm saying? This ain't even right.
Who
I don't
cares?
Even like a hyphen on a bitch.
Who cares?
I swear to God, you put a hyphen on a woman's married name, you got it. We're not even signing papers.
Are your parents still together?
Whose?
Yours.
No.
What the fuck's it matter?
What's the matter?
Yeah, why does that, like, if your parents are still together and they, like, you had a traditional values of, like, what a wedding and a relationship should be, like, why, I don't understand.
I have traditional values. Why do I need parents involved with this? I'm doing what,
like,
I'm
what,
doing what
if,
I want.
If it didn't work, like, why does it matter?
No, because we're not going to get married. It already tells me that you got 1 foot out the door, 1 foot in the door. No, thank you.
What if she just likes her name?
Guess what? We ain't getting married. We ain't getting married. Look, if we're letting dudes and people get married and if we're letting dudes walk down the street like a woman, it's not a big problem. Guess what? When we get married, we got to switch names.
What if I take her last name?
Yeah, right.
Dude,
yeah.
You know what?
What if I was Russ Vega?
Marriage is now.
I bet I would get. Some,
I could get so much more work.
I would get
oh my god,
dude, you're so stupid, Russ.
Right?
You should have took her last name. If you're a real progressive
that.
Family. You should have took her last
yeah.
name.
Yeah, that dude Tom Brady went from Tom to Carr or whatever, and he's still doing shows,
right?
But dude, do you know how progressive? Like once you hit, you'd be. Like, well, what? I'm like, I took her last name, you know?
Right.
And it sounds like you're
who's
like
the bigger
cool guy.
Who's the biggest feminist? I am. I took my wife's last name.
No.
There you
no,
go.
No, these
you
feminists.
Got 10 minutes more material.
Yeah.
Right?
Now. Absolutely.
And,
for sure,
and
right?
my fucking penis looks like a clit.
Yeah.
Who's a fucking bigger chick than me?
Yeah, you should. You know what though? I could have wrote so many jokes for you if you were like Russ
you still
Vega.
Can.
I couldn't. No, yeah. I'm not writing any more jokes.
Stopping
for
you.
Him. I won't write another
joke. There's
this
one joke.
That's like, you guys are Facebook friends again?
There's just,
never will be Facebook friends again.
Now, there's this one joke I wrote about how I met my wife at an immigration rally, and she was marching
right.
in it, and I was throwing rocks at her.
Yeah.
Sounds boring.
Yeah. Sounds boring, motherfucker?
Yeah.
I don't
that's
care.
That's that highbrow Ohio material.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know what, though? I just got more. My wife is more Mexican than your wife. You know what I'm saying? So that just.
Thank God.
I'm not saying it's better. But I am saying it's better. You know right. what I'm saying? I mean, I like my wife wouldn't. She wouldn't even think of that. She would be like, "What?
Was your wife born in America?"
Yeah, my wife was born in America, okay. but her people weren't born in America. You know what I'm saying?
Neither was my mom's people.
No.
Or my wife's people.
No, dude. No, oh her God. People weren't born in America. And dude, I like it. I feel like I got 1 foot over the wall and 1 foot in America, dude.
My wife's only been here for 7 years.
7 years? Yeah. From what country?
Venezuela.
Yeah, Venezuela. She got out the right 7 years.
And she shacked up with you. What an American dream.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
Poor Venezuela.
It shows you how bad Venezuela is.
I'd go back immediately.
Dude, Venezuela is in a bad way right now, and it needs somebody needs to give Venezuela a hand up, because it's a better country than what it's currently.
I'm sure the U.S. will do it.
It's the prettiest country I've ever been to.
First of all, Venezuela, when you have Miss America or Miss Universes and stuff like that, they have the most is Miss Venezuela. Venezuela has the fucking statistically the most beautiful women in the fucking world coming from Venezuela.
Where'd you get your statistics
from? The Miss Universes. They've won the most.
Have they?
They have.
Is that true?
Yeah. They have the most.
Damn, Pat. Why is this what you do with that's why I can't hang around Pat, because everything I'd say he'd be on his fucking phone.
You know what
phone.
Sucks for me? Well, is that they have the second biggest dicks. Men. It's Africa, and then Venezuela is number two for second biggest.
They got
dicks.
Those pretty bitches, dude. That's why.
And I'm that's
my dick big too.
That's what I got to compete with.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if a guy that always has a boner a lot, that if his dick could over time would get bigger because it's just constantly stretching on that meat.
But I think they only give you enough blood for what you got. You know,
really?
Mm-hmm. What else we got, Pat?
Well, he's trying to check if Venezuela was the most. It's fucking easy search, dude.
This is something that will probably be of some interest to you, because I know how you feel about divorces and alimony and whatnot.
It's very sexist.
Okay, well, here, you know Portia de Rossi, who is married to Ellen DeGeneres.
Uh-huh.
They are getting divorced.
Oh, my God.
And word
that
is...
hot Ellen pussy's on the market now?
Word is that their prenup is full of holes, and she's going to take Ellen to the motherfucking cleaners. So how do you feel about that, Eric?
I like it.
I bet you do.
Any woman that gets it, doesn't matter what side they're on.
But she's a comic.
Who cares?
You guys think Ellen's funny?
I do.
I think Ellen's
I think she's
good.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ellen do stand up in over a decade.
I watched the show with my wife every now and then. She's fucking funny, dude. Yeah. She's funny.
Look, dude.
That show's a good time.
Is it?
Venezuela won six times Miss World. Six times. India?
That's Miss World.
India won it five times, but that's not
United even. States has more Miss Universe crowns.
No.
But Venezuela has more beauty pageant titles.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Universe, World, International, and Earth.
But even India to be number in Miss World, India to be number two, way more people compared to Venezuela, dude.
Yeah,
way more
America,
people.
Way more people in America.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So there you go, too. It. So that proves you that pound for pound, Venezuelan chicks, man.
But they also have a fuck ton of plastic surgery, and everybody gets plastic. It's part of their culture.
Really?
Yeah. I had to talk my wife out of getting boobs. Everybody in her family has boobs.
Why would you talk your wife out of getting
because
boobs?
Because it's gross,
boobs.
Dude.
Who is this motherfucker right here?
Fake boobs are nasty.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't grow up on 90210 like you. Okay? I'm sorry.
What kind of fucking dudes are you? She wanted to get fake boobs, but I had to say, honey, please.
I don't like that shit. I've never been into it.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, well, because you're young,
nice
dude.
Tits,
you're
though.
Still young. Guess what? She's got nice tits now. Wait till later.
That's
you know, it's good
I
that
said
you held
after,
off.
After, yeah, after you have a kid, if you don't like them.
No, right when they're 43, you pop some new tits on them. That's setting the clock back 10 years, dude. Some new tits on a 40-year-old.
Disgusting.
Oh. It's disgusting.
It's
get
disgusting.
The fuck out of here,
gross.
Dude.
It's like
you,
doing, a cabinet refacing.
Really?
Oh, God.
No?
Yeah, it makes it look better.
Right.
It makes it look, that old cabinets, it made it look better.
Right.
There you go, dude.
Oh, my God.
Perfect example.
What else
Russ?
We got, Pat?
Oh, boy. Let's see here. They're bringing back a show from mine and Eric's childhood. Remember Battle of the Network Stars?
Yes.
Eric?
Not really. I heard the name, but I don't
They're
I
bringing back
it.
Battle of the fucking Network Stars.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Everybody in Hollywood is creatively bankrupt.
Yeah.
There's no.
Well, you know what happens is
Steve Harvey's hosted every show. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, the celebrity
I wouldn't be surprised
feud,
if he's hosting this reboot.
Well, you know what television
Michael
is
Strahan's doing
with.
The $25,000 pyramid. They're doing date game or match game. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Match
what,
game.
What
did you watch? Did you watch Amy Schumer's family versus Kelly Clarkson's
Brian,
family?
Come on, man.
Dude, Kelly Clarkson is huge.
Looks like Shrek's, wife.
Huge.
He loves Kelly Clarkson.
I know he does.
Motherfucker.
I would like her bigger.
Yeah. She got that big mom head.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying? She got that big ass mom head.
Kelly Clarkson's gotta be like 325.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Really?
She's
big. No, you guys she's are bad. Short. You guys are she's bad short. Judges of weight because
she's probably like 260 or something like that.
I came in here.
I'm at to look at her. I don't know. I'm at to look it up though, dude.
She's almost unrecognizable.
She has that song "Piece by Piece." When she talks about how her dad like left her, my girl got so mad at me because I was like, "Piece by piece, is that how she eats chicken?"
Oh no!
Wow, dude. Jeez. Everybody eats chicken piece by piece. Unless you bite into it.
I know, it's
dummy.
A fucking joke, Eric.
You suck, Russ.
Maybe you should have wrote it.
I should have write your jokes, dude. She looks pretty good, dude. The biggest oh, I see what you're saying. Just look at her. She got that big head, dude. Oh. She's like fucking. You know what? She looks like Brian Bosworth now. She's got the head shaved on the side. Like the Boz. Yeah. Oh, let me see that, dude. Yeah, you're right. Oh, Russ. Yeah, poor girl.
She's big, dude.
Poor girl.
Maybe not
325. She's counting all her money, though,
well,
dude.
Well, she just had like 9 kids.
You know,
did she?
You know what I noticed big girls
and they're
do?
They're still inside her.
Big, oh, my yeah, God. Wow. Brian, man. If you're, wow, this guy's cutting fucking. Yeah. Today, huh?
What did she? Did she reject you one time? Or something? Well, yeah, what's the problem?
I had HPV one
no,
time.
No, it's just that Adele's making all these girls think it's okay, and I'm saying,
oh, wow. Don't say that now.
I'm trying to get on Eric's level. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, dude. No, I do. I did. You know what? I see. You know the blouse that the heavy girls wear? It's the blouse that just shows their shoulders.
Uh-huh.
You ever see the one where it's like a hole by their shoulders?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing here.
Come on.
Yeah. What else you got, Pat? Russ is boring me today, dude.
Well, we're almost out of here, right?
Yeah. I mean, soon enough.
Russ,
yeah, sure.
You are so boring today.
I'm going. I'm right now. I'm going to. Visit my brother's new place, Brickstone, in Wrigleyville, where he's managing that bar.
Oh, no kidding.
It's a new place in the new complex they just opened up at Wrigley Field, so hopefully there's some parking around there.
I think there's
good
like a family. There's a family and friends day that my wife was saying that we're
going
to go to.
You're not going.
Yeah,
you're uninvited.
We're going to family and friends.
You're neither family nor friend.
No.
The only way you could do that is if you friend me on Facebook.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm going through. I'm going through another.
Will you friend Russ Vega?
No, I would not. Russ, what a bitch you are, Russ. You're a little this dude, man.
Cavs LeBron 3-5 in the finals.
Doesn't matter, dude. Oh yeah, he's got 3 rings, dude. He's been in 8 out of 11 finals.
And
yeah, he sucks. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what Russ does, man? Russ grew up 3 hours away from New York City. And
hour and a half.
No, 2 hours away. 2 hours away. Let's give him 2 hours in because they know that hour and a half.
There wasn't
too.
As much traffic back then.
And
hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, I'll do a Waze right now and it'll fucking tell me what it is, dude.
You couldn't
don't
even know. You're going to Waze here from New York City? That's going to be a long time.
I could do a destination set, you fucking idiot. Yeah. So, anyways, 2 hours away, right? Where I grew up at. 2 hours away was the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Literally, fast 2 hours. Boom. I could have been there. Do I choose the Pittsburgh Steelers, a two-hour away team, like your little bitch ass does? This dude's showing me rings. He's like showing me Yankee rings and stuff. I'm like, dude, I can fucking pick a fucking team 2 hours away from me and take their championship rings.
My mom always watched Yankee games, and I watched in the summer, and I used to watch Yankee games.
How convenient, Russ. Philly's way closer than you. The Phillies are way closer than you.
I hate Philadelphia. Yeah? I hate their accent.
Yeah, the Phillies are like, what, 45 minutes away from you? And you, of course,
I wasn't
you didn't
a Phillies
the
fan.
Phillies. Oh,
I feel
of
like
course
all,
not.
All everybody from New Jersey claims fucking New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there has to be a divide line, dude. There has to be a divide line. It's trying to be original, dude. Those fucking Yankee fans, unoriginal motherfuckers, dude.
Brian, where can we find you on the internet, buddy?
BDM Shy, Instagram, come to the Laugh Factory 7 nights a week.
Eric, what do you got, Fang?
Dude, listen, man. I don't need you to fucking.
Looking up your dates?
No. Yeah, tonight I am in. What is it?
Yeah, tell everybody
Plano.
Where you're at.
I'm in Plano at this place called like the Brick House or something. I'm doing a hot 8 minutes and for $10. So
all right.
Come out and see me do it off the highway. I like it out there. Last time I went there, I swear to God, I opened up. I was like, "Where's the black people at?" Because there was no black people there. I'm like, "God, they don't got." It's weird how like black people from Chicago, they go down to a certain way and then they go, "Fuck this, man! I can't go any farther. There ain't shit out here."
Right.
Like I don't blame them. Like black people ain't hanging around where there's like no shit at. Like it's like, why are we hanging out here where there's no shit?
I don't want to hang out in rural Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to go, and I can't wait to go. Pat, we're Eric or Pat. Where can we find you?
Well, let's see. You can find the show on Twitter at For the Birds Pod. That's the number 4, The Birds Pod. And you can write the show. This is For the Birds Podcast at gmail.com. If you want to listen to any of the dumb punk rock bands I've ever been in, you can go to my SoundCloud page, Pat_Kelly, or my YouTube page, Chicago Rat Bastard.
Brah, brah, it's your boy, Big Rust Dog, in the house, watching Eric tweet. Tonight I'll be at North Bar. Come on out to that. It's called the Dope Ass Comedy Show with Dave Hellum. I think it starts at 9. Look it up. You know,
it's a good lineup.
What the fuck do you want me to do?
I saw that. It is a good lineup.
Dave Hellum straight up passed you, Russ. Like, how, you right. let
did,
Dave
did
Hellum.
He move to LA and
Dave Hellum straight
LA.
Up lapped Russ, man. He lapped your ass, dude.
Moved to LA.
What the hell, man? How'd that happen?
No,
Dave Hellum,
no,
man.
Listen, moved to LA, got a writing job for a show that'll be canceled in 6
Whoa.
Weeks. And then right back
straight up
to,
lapped you, dude. Good for Dave Hellum, man.
Be right back. Right back. We'll have spots for him at the Laugh Factory. Don't you worry. And then Saturday, I'm in Wrigleyville doing some show. I don't know what the name of it. So look
everybody's
going to
have spots back at their old clubs
comedian,
because we're a comedian. You're a comedian.
Yeah, why don't you go to Riddles, Eric?
Yeah.
Comedian Russ W on Twitter. This
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Instagram.
I like what that's supposed to mean, Russ. Like, what are you trying to say?
Go to the one in Orland Park that's not open. You should do that one. This is for the Birds podcast on Instagram.
Russ, how much you think you weigh now, dude?
Well, I sent you a video, everyone a video, where
I
was
I couldn't read that video,
367.
Dude.
367.
Yep.
That was last
That's
week.
A lot.
Yeah, I know, but it was Meg's birthday this weekend, and I had a
cheated
day,
a bit.
And I drank a little bit, so.
Oh, I bet 367. You drank a lot.
367.
I like how you say you drink a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit,
a
couple cocktails.
I was thinking about it. You should get, like, the keto shit where you can pee on the stick and see, like, where your ketosis level is at. And,
that's
you know,
a hustle,
see.
Dude. I'm not that's hustle.
It really works, and it's cheap. You can buy it at, like, fucking Walgreens.
This dude ain't gonna be able to get, he ain't gonna, what do they call that, man, where you're the ketone kid or whatever like that. This motherfucker ain't gonna be able to get in there, dude. Like, why are you bringing that up in front of him?
Like, no, because then you would really see, like, where
Russ,
you're at.
Russ.
Eric, thank you for your words of encouragement.
Russ, because I've known you forever. I know this dude because I know who. Like Russ, this is his representative speaking.
This is the longest I've ever been on a
real
diet.
Russ.
You can't. It's a lifestyle change. You don't
think
he's changed his lifestyle?
The real Russ inside there. I know who he is because guess what's going to happen? Russ is going to lose some weight where he loses it because everybody's got eyes on him now.
Mm-hmm.
But if he gets famous. You're lighting a fucking, you
not
know,
true.
Roman
but that's,
handle.
But that's the thing, like, you just get back on it, you
yeah,
know?
Okay.
Now he knows, the thing
okay.
is, like, now you know what to do.
Right.
And so, like,
wow.
And that's and that's half the battle, Eric.
Wow.
Well, Eric, go fuck yourself. Uh-huh. Everybody rate, subscribe, listen to the show. Go grab your fucking friend's phone and subscribe on their fucking phone and show them. Be like, this is the funniest podcast in the world. Do that. Let's go. Let's get these fucking numbers up, and before you know it, we'll do a live show, and you guys can see how sexy I look opposed to Eric. We love you very much.
Wow.
Bye!
Laugh Factory Network.